Track 17. Westgate.
Framework knitting goes back to the 16th century. A chap called Lee from Nottingham invented the process, and it's been developed over the years since then. Some of the old houses you can still see now, where you have the windows and the top stories, very large windows, going along the length of the actual building, which were there to allow the maximum amount of light in during the day, daylight hours, which again gives you some idea of the poor rate of pay that they had to work all those hours in order to make a living.
Such a framework knitters used to exist behind the building to your left. Prior to the invention of the stocking frame, everything had to be woven, hand-knitted or French-knitted, and the stocking frame was the forerunner of machines that would produce not only stockings, but socks, shawls, jumpers, ties, gloves, hats, long johns, shirts, and numerous others. Unlike the large mills, framework knitting was a cottage industry, a very hard life for knitters and their families who lived in poverty. Children as young as 4 worked long hours in bad conditions, winding yarn, whilst often sat on their mother's knee. The industrial development of the 18th and 19th centuries saw many inventions, and Mansfield is well represented in its fields of activity. In 1764, John and William Betts of Mansfield, together with John and Thomas Morris of Nottingham, invented an improved framework knitting machine. Beyond the building in front, you will notice the orange-tiled roof of the Church of St. Philip Neri, further along Chesterfield Road. In the late 1600s, there were only about 13 Roman Catholics in the town who met at a house in Chandler's Court, Stockwell Gate. They later moved to the Manor House on Ratcliffe Gate, across town from here, which was bought in 1876 by a Mrs. White, who gave it to the church to be used as a mission church and school. This church was the first one to be named St. Philip Neri. As the congregation grew, a new church and convent was built on the site. By the 1920s, it was clear that new premises would be needed, and this church was opened here in 1925.
Return back the way you came past the new inn. Cross over the road and stop outside the first building on your left in Westgate, named Cromwell House.